What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Call it like you see it. He's playing terrible.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty. San Francisco Giants made a move today. They DFA'd Lamont Wade Jr. and signed Dominic Smith. He was in the Yankees organization, AAA level, during spring training this year.
Hopefully Dibs is listening and we got that out the way. He was checking in to make sure we had mentioned that. We got two programmed.
I didn't get a text from Dibs.
No, Evan did.
Oh.
Let us run our offense. We love you. Is that going to help? Like, damn, my boy got capped. And I'm the guy just yesterday saying, I'm tired of watching Lamont Wade Jr., you know, hit. But, man, there could be three more names we could add, but he's the first. And Dominic Smith, Steiny, I don't know. Like, it's desperate. You're desperate. You're trying to do any and everything. I get it.
Yeah, when I look at that lineup last night.
Talk to him.
I get it. They need a hitter. But
they need hitters.
They do. I mean, they do. They just do. And I'm starting to realize that, you know, you sign a player like Adames or somebody like that, and you think that he might elevate the guys around him.
Of course.
And it turns out that he not only doesn't, but he's just a guy who's getting lost in a lineup of average hitters.
Well, he's getting paid to do that.
I know.
It's still early. But also, Steiny, you need more than one guy.
No doubt.
And that's why I'm looking at Ramos like, Jesus, thank the Lord for him. But, I mean, you talked about Giant fans and they showed out and you guys thought there was about 40,000 or so and the baseball fans in the Bay are repping because they're coming out. But, Steiny, since 107, let's be honest, this is the Giants' offense has not been – I can make the case that's why they haven't made a wild card.
Well,
and we're going on years now. And you get off to this great start now. I'm just frustrated and flustered for Giant fan. Is this really who you are at the plate? And I'm starting every inning, Steiny. I'm starting to think maybe it is.
Yeah. Do you take any solace in the fact that Patrick Bailey's double probably gets out of a lot of ballparks? The one that hit off the brick facade in right center.
No, because I can.
What?
He got a single the other night, and I wanted to pour a drink of new vodka. Remember that? So I'm just like, no, he's underperforming. But I get it. The defense, I was hoping he threw Tatis out, though, Steiny. I really believe had they lost that game that way, it could have jump-started something with the bats, and you could be looking at me like you are with your Harry Carey's on, like, Goose, stop. Let's just face it. They're not a good hitting team.
Not right now.
Okay.
Not right now, for sure. Let's go to Ramon. Ramon's in San Jose. Hey, Ramon, how you doing?
I'm all right. Hopefully you guys, but my thought, my theory, I guess, for the hitting right now, I'm sad about Lamont leaving. I would have kept him, but I think put everybody else in front of Wilmer, put Adamas Chapman and Ramos after Wilmer and Lee at the end. And then put everybody else in front of Wilmer that's not a big hitter or hitting hard right now. And I think that will probably help the lineup right now. Maybe it will, maybe it won't.
Yeah, it sounds to me rearrange the deck chairs.
In a perfect world, Stoney, to his point, will Wilmer Flores be your first guy off the bench?
Yeah, probably.
You know what I mean? But he has been, and I'm sure he loves it. And I mean, he's been a godsend. But my point is, can you ride that the whole year, expecting him to be your version of Babe Ruth, damn near?
More Bob Melvin on what happened last night.
We got to be able to score more than that. I mean, you know, at the time, a two-run homer after what we went through last night feels good. Roop's pitching well, but we have to add on more runs like that. We can't, you know, just say leave it up to the pitching and you know, shut them out. So it's something that's been a problem for us for a while now. You know, it's another game where we don't score enough runs and put a lot of pressure on the pitching again.
I mean, what's he supposed to do?
Yeah.
What's Bob Melvin supposed to do?
Some people say, Stoney, the best hitter for the Giants is the president of baseball ops. Posey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, let's get back to Eldridge for a sec, because I was going to play this on the other side. By the way, Brian Geltzeiler, he's coming up in 10 minutes. If you know Brian, you know he knows the NBA in a big, big way. We have him on every few weeks. Host on Sirius XM NBA Radio. NBA Finals start tomorrow.
I'm excited about that.
Yeah, me too. We'll talk to Brian about, obviously, Jonathan Kuminga. He's the pivotal player for the Warriors this offseason. We'll talk to him about Giannis and Kevin Durant. Both those players may be on the move. Do the Warriors have a realistic shot at getting either one of those? And also, we've got a little change in the All-Star format that we'll talk to Brian Geltzeiler about. And then at 11:30, we'll have Travis Ishikawa. He is the San Jose Giants hitting coach. And I don't know if there's anybody out there more familiar with Bryce Eldridge. He's worked with him extensively. And Bryce Eldridge, if you haven't heard, has been elevated to AAA. And here's what Buster Posey had to say about Bryce Eldridge.
He wants to be the guy. And I think that's more than half the battle, that if he's has that mentality that he wants to be up at the plate in the big situation, he wants to make a play in a big situation. It looks like the guy can really hit. You know, I mean, it really does. I don't want to sell it too much and put any unnecessary pressure on him. But if he just continues on the path he's on, I think he's going to be in a great place. And, you know, I think some of the stuff I'll talk to him about is just, you know, the day to day, making sure that you're working to improve daily and being patient and understanding that if you continue to put in the work, you continue to work and get better, that your time will come. And we most certainly, when he does arrive in San Francisco, want it to be an arrival that he's going to be in a position to succeed and be here for the long haul.
All right, that was Buster Posey on with Willard and Dibbs, I believe, earlier this week. I think I denoted a Mark Willard response there. But clearly they got to figure out how they want to handle Eldridge, and I think a lot of it will depend on – you'd like all of it to depend on how he's doing and whether he deserves to get called up or not, but maybe it does have something to do with the fact that the big league club is not hitting, and let's just get him up there and see if he can create something.
Yeah, and what I'll say this, Donnie, because I'll take a step back. Lamont Wade Jr. done a lot of good while he was a Giant, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I believe a winner of the Willie McCovey Award. I think I'm correct. Check that for him.
If you think you're right, that's fine.
But listen, Lamont Wade Jr. was under 200. The guy you had playing first base last night, Casey Schmidt, was under 200. You got Dominic Smith, Donnie, and I'm looking at his last stint in the bigs between Cincinnati and Boston in 2024, batted 237 with the Red Sox, 278 plate appearances, and he hit 237 and six home runs. And then he had nine games with the Reds, no home runs, and only 29 at-bats. But my question to you is, I've always thrown rocks at baseball and their stars on the farm because it takes too long. But when you're, you know, devoid of production like the Giants are as a whole, and you got Bryce Eldridge, who looks like, my goodness, Donnie, Shasky was the first to him. This swing is violent. It's incredible. He's got power, something you don't have across the board. What would you really damage if you said, you know what, Stoney, we brought you up almost because we needed to bring you up because guys across the board in our clubhouse are getting it done. And let's just say he didn't have the greatest stint. That's not going to ruin, you know, the rest of his career. So it's almost like a byproduct of our impotent offense that got you up here. And now we're not talking about he's in single A. Stoney, he's in triple A. Maybe we're 2 or 3 weeks away or 2 weeks of Dominic Smith occasionally getting starts and maybe not getting it done. I say all that to say is, what do you got to lose?
No, I hear that. Now I'm gonna ask Evan this real quickly.
And it would add excitement.
Like,
to,
what
man.
What is the danger of bringing Eldridge up if he's not quite ready?
If he's not ready?
Yeah.
Well, then you lose him for the year. Like, if a player's not confident in their hitting, fielding, just overall becoming a professional. The other thing, too, right, is like he's a high school prospect. He's not a college player, so he doesn't have a ton of real like experience around grown men, like playing right, or working with grown men. So, I mean, long term, it's not going to kill him. Like, if he's great, he's right, great. But you risk losing his production for the entire season.
I actually get that. And if you're not convinced he's ready and you're not convinced he can be the player you need him to be, then how much is he going to really help anyway?
Well, right now you're hoping, right? You're hoping, Stoney, that Adames and the rest of the guys pick it up. But if you're just going to sit there like a bump on a pickle and that's not coming into fruition, what do you do? And you got a young stud. I hear, Evan, you lose him for the year. You lose him for the year. But, I mean, man, this thing is going nowhere fast, it just feels like, offensively for the Giants.
Yeah.
Your boy, you saw a great performance. 6 1/3 innings from Roop. I mean, come on, Stoney. Yeah. He deserved. What you mean, yeah? I mean, the numbers are the numbers.
Yeah, but they hit him pretty hard early in that game. He got...
But I'm saying, Stoney, his ERA is now 3.18.
All right, but in it at that
ERA
ballpark, it's really 4.75. Anybody, I mean, if your ERA in that park isn't under 3, you stink.
So you're not like 8 innings of shutout baseball last night?
It wasn't
night.
8.
What you mean?
Not from the starter.
Oh, no, I'm just talking about all the way through.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah.
You couldn't get 3 outs to win.
No. Hey, Buster, we got to bring this kid up anytime soon? Talking about Bryce Eldridge.
I think our preference would be for him to get another year under his belt and get reps in both offensively and defensively, but you never say never. You know, I mean, I don't think any of us would be disappointed if he forced our hand, if it came to that at some point in the year. But internally, you know, talking with Randy Wang, Kyle Haynes, and player development, we were all on the same page that we want to make sure he's as developed and prepared as he can be so that again, he can have a long and very successful career.
All right, so that was Buster Posey talking about Bryce Eldridge. And like I said, it's 11 o'clock. So let's visit with Brian Geltzeiler, host on Sirius XM NBA Radio. He also contributes at NBA TV. All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands? River Islands in Lathrop. What's going on, Brian? How you doing, man?
I'm doing good, guys. How we doing?
We're doing all right.
No, we're not, Gelsey. We're not in the playoffs. I'm hurt. But other than that, we're excited for tomorrow, man.
It'll be fun. Listen, Dad, what I tell you guys, I said to you flat out last time we talked that if one of Curry or Butler or Green went out, it was over. Yeah. Curry went out. It was over. That was how thin it was for the Warriors in terms of their margin. And by the way, I still think the Butler trade was the right trade, and they'll have a chance to be able to do something and make some changes around the margins for next year, and hopefully for the Warriors fans have a chance to compete.
Yeah, Brian Geltzeiler joining us on 95.7 The Game, host on SiriusXM NBA Radio. Let's start with the Warriors and their big offseason as it relates to Jonathan Kuminga. What do you think his value is to the Warriors and then perhaps to the right team around the league that looks at him and may want to acquire him? Like, how vital is he to what the Warriors are wanting to do this offseason?
Well, he's important, and he's important for a way that I don't think most people understand. Like, I was talking to somebody the other day, I should say, and what was said to me regarding Kuminga is that the Warriors need to be careful and not sign up to too cheap a deal. And letting him go find a deal out there may be the right move for them because it could help facilitate some kind of sign-and-trade deal. They're still under the first apron as of right now, and they can go facilitate some kind of sign-and-trade deal. But for the Warriors to be able to bring in the kind of player they would like to bring in for him, it can't be Kuminga, $14 million a year. There's just the guy that's going to help them isn't out there for that price. It's going to have to be 20 or higher. My estimation is that it would probably land somewhere in anywhere from 22 to 30. I think 30 is rich. I think 20 to 22 is a good number for him. I wouldn't balk at 25. But I think Kuminga has got value out there. In spite of the Warriors' continued efforts to devalue him, he's got value out there. And there's a young team that may have a veteran that could come in and help the Warriors that may want to execute some kind of sign and trade for him. Because if I'm a young team and I'm looking to add pieces and the Warriors don't want this guy anymore, if I'm the Utah Jazz, if I'm the Washington Wizards, he's worth a conversation to take, kind of kick the tires on him and add to a young core as a guy that's played in some playoff games, is a high-end athlete, and has proven he can be a really good scorer on an NBA level. Like, there's a lot of strength to Kuminga's game, and I think, at times it was puzzling to me that Steve Kerr buried him in the way that he did, but Kuminga is vital to what the Warriors are going to do here, and I just don't know that they can keep him because there's a lot of baggage there between him and Steve Kerr, and if I'm Mike Dunleavy and I'm that front office and the Lakers, I don't necessarily trust Steve Kerr if I'm going to pay Kuminga a lot of money to play him in a way that's going to justify the amount of money that Kuminga is going to command.
No doubt, BG, and that's what I want to also piggyback on, because I told Stani and the listeners, I got Steve Kerr top five coach, but the bottom line is when Curry went out, I saw a bunch of Warriors, sometimes even Jimmy Butler, BG, not being able to get their shot, and here goes Kuminga thrusted into a game, three games. And we got a lot of people saying, oh, they didn't win any one of them. I don't care about that. From a Kuminga standpoint, you ask Naz Reid and the rest of the gang, BG, it felt like they couldn't stop him at times. And I double back to, you tell me if it's too strong, was that a bad look for Kerr and the Warriors that guy that did what he did in three playoff games, BG, was basically left for dead?
It is a bad, Darryl, I don't think it's too strong. It's a bad look. And it's a bad look on a variety of levels. It's a bad look because when you look at who the Warriors are bringing off the bench, with all due respect to the player development program and the young guys, no one is in the stratosphere of being the athlete Jonathan Kuminga is. Furthermore, for the Warriors in such great shape with bench scoring that they could afford to keep this guy on the bench who could come out in 15 to 20 minutes and give you 12 to 15 points in a game? And was that kind of transition threat when you want to go play fast? I get the fact that at times he looked off Steph Curry, and that is a mortal sin when you play for the Warriors. By the same token, if that's your largest criticism and your largest concern of him, Curry's not playing 46 minutes a game. He's going to play 34 minutes a game. You can't stagger Kuminga in there on the other minutes. With Curry on the bench, certainly you need more scoring to have a guy that's willing to take the ball to the basket and try to be a primary scorer for you. I just, to me, I would have used him so much differently and found a way to harness that athleticism and that talent and that scoring ability. Mm. Steve Kerr just completely dismissing him because he wasn't necessarily fitting into, and I'm using air quotes here, the system. I get it. It's, listen, it's a specialized system. You got to play to it, and you're living, everybody with the Warriors, including Jimmy Butler's, living in Steph Curry's world. That's not the wrong thing. It should be that way. With all that said, Steve Kerr's got to manage a roster enough that he's able to get something out of a kid with this kind of talent. And I agree with that. I love Steve Kerr as a coach. I think he's one of the best in the game. This is not his finest moment in his handling of Jonathan Kuminga. Mm.
Brian Geltzeiler joining us on 95.7 The Game, Sirius XM NBA Radio. I want to jam two things in here. One is obviously Giannis is a big part of the you know, the free agent season, if you will. Kevin Durant is being talked about as someone Phoenix is willing to move. But I did know, and those are two names that the Warrior fans would absolutely be interested in. But as you started the show, you thought, you said a lot of perhaps moves on the margins. Giannis or Durant or any big boy possibility for the Warriors this summer?
Let's start with Durant. Durant made it clear. Warriors went after him before they traded for Jimmy Butler at the trade deadline. Kevin Durant didn't want to come back to Golden State. And the thing is this, first of all, Golden State's not going to trade for him if he doesn't want to be there. And by the way, that's Dunleavy and the Lakers. That's smart. If he doesn't want to be there, you're only asking for trouble trying to bring him in. And so he's not going to end up going to a place that he doesn't necessarily want to go to. I don't think the Suns are going to do that to him. I think the Suns got left with egg on their face and got embarrassed when they shopped him behind his back. And I think at this stage of the game, they would rather not look to incite him anymore. Plus, if you know he doesn't want to go to a place, you'd be crazy to trade for him because you know what he can be when he's miserable. The Giannis thing's a little bit different, and I still don't think the Warriors are going to be in the mix for Giannis. Listen, I see the Giannis market this way. Let's start with this. I'm not positive Giannis is going to be out on the market. Somebody made a point to me. A couple of people made this point to me. The Bucks have a brand-new downtown arena that Fox served for him. If you go make a deal, and any deal they – Giannis is the only card they have to play. You go make any deal you make with Giannis is going to have to be draft pick heavy. But if it's draft pick heavy, it means you're taking a major step back and the Bucks are going to be in for a couple of lean years with no one really to go see in that building. I just wonder if this iteration of Bucks ownership has the stomach for
it. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
That. The other thing is, does Giannis want to ask out? You know, listen, if I'm Giannis and I'm the Bucks, both sides, I think it's time for a parting of the ways. I think it's best for Giannis. I think it's best for the Bucks. The Bucks don't have any other tradable assets. If they're going to go into a rebuild, you can do this now when Giannis's value is at its peak. So I think it's, but I don't think either side maybe has the stomach to want to do this. So we have to see what happens. Let's go to the Bucks and Giannis make the decision that they're going to move on from Giannis. Right now, there's three teams that can blow everybody out of the water, and the Warriors aren't one of them. It's Houston, it's San Antonio, and it's Oklahoma City. Oklahoma City's about to play in an NBA final tomorrow night. I don't think they're going to be kicking the tires on Giannis unless they lose to Indiana, which I don't think is a likely scenario.
Mm.
Houston and San Antonio can have him if they want him. And I think both would want him, and both would pony up very big for him. And the thing is, they can pony up more than the Warriors. The other thing is this. Giannis is going to, you know, he'll have a list of places that he's willing to go to. My sneaking suspicion is that place is going to be, that list is going to be Eastern Conference heavy. Because the Eastern Conference, with the Celtics in a gap year right now, it's there for the taking. It's there for the taking for a team like Cleveland. Indiana obviously went and took the Eastern Conference this year. They'll be viable again next year. It's there for the taking for New York, who made it to a conference final. It's there for the taking. So Giannis may want to direct his way to one of those Eastern Conference teams to give him an easier path to go to the finals. The West is going to be brutal next year. So it's quite possible he wants to stay in East. Now, the other thing is Milwaukee may say, heck, we don't want to trade you to the East. But I don't know at this stage with that relationship. Which has been a very good relationship over time, the Bucks ownership in Giannis. I don't think if the Bucks can get the right kind of package, I don't know that they're going to want to stick it to Giannis to send him to a place he doesn't want to go. But I think all of these things I'm painting make it a remote possibility that he ends up on the Warriors. I wouldn't rule anything out because crazy stuff happens in this league every day, as we saw yesterday. I wouldn't rule anything out, but I would tell you, I think it's remote that he ends up with the Warriors.
BG, you are the man. I feel like you're my priest, and these are confessions because this is stuff I've been holding on to, and my partner, you know, he gives me grief. But you mentioned Jimmy Butler, and the trade was phenomenal. It was. But BG, I'm upset, and I'm upset he had 26 field goal attempts in game 3 and 4 and 5 combined, 9 and 11, 20 and 2 games when this team was starving for somebody to do something with the ball. Am I wrong to come down this road and ask, What was going on? That's not acceptable. 20 field goal attempts in 2 playoff games? What happened to playoff Jimmy?
So now this is my colleague Eddie Johnson's big complaint with Jimmy Butler. It's the random offensive fading where he just doesn't try to apply his will to a game. This is and so to answer your question, Dal, no, you're not crazy for being annoyed by it, but you can't be outraged by it either. And I'll tell you why, because this is the Jimmy Butler experience. This is part of what he does. He will have these moments, whether it's a playoff game or a non-playoff game, but more likely in a playoff game, where he gets it going and he will start to dominate. But he's also an older player, and there's going to be nights where his legs aren't there like they are other nights. He doesn't necessarily push the issue. Maybe he should, and certainly on you know, with the games you're referring to against Minnesota with Steph Curry out, get out there and take shots, dude. Like, who else is taking those shots if you're not taking them? Like, you've got to impose your will in the game a little bit. So I hear you with your frustration. But also, one thing I've learned about Jimmy Butler over the years, Jimmy Butler's not going to change. Jimmy Butler's he's got a big ego. He's a little fragile emotionally. He needs to have his backside kissed. And he needs to be paid a lot of money or he's going to be unhappy. Now, listen, most of those things are happening here with the Warriors. And I think next year with him making big money, I think you will see the best version of Jimmy Butler that's available for the Warriors next year. What happens next summer when all of a sudden he decides he wants another contract extension? Well, that's a different ballgame. We'll cross that bridge when we get to it. But I do think you'll see the right kind of year out of Butler. But again, nothing changes next year for the Warriors. You want to advance in the playoffs and have a chance, it's got to be Butler, Green, and Curry, all 3 of them healthy on the floor.
Wow.
Hey, Brian, thanks as always. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, man.
And hopefully we'll catch up when free agency begins in earnest.
I look forward to it, guys. Great talking to you both. I'll talk to you soon.
Yes, sir. Brian Geltzeiler, Sirius XM NBA Radio. We'll get out right now because I want to talk about some of the things he said on the other side. And don't forget, at 11:30, Travis Ishikawa, he worked extensively with Bryce Eldridge, who's maybe not in the mix for the San Francisco Giants. We'll be right back.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.